And trust me, this thing is going to be not so easy. It's not going to be so easy. And then the sixth person has just come in. I don't know if you guys know the rules of the game now. The rules of the game, this is a crossfire, eh? It's crossfire. That means if you know the answer, you snap as quick as possible. You do this quickly. The first person to snap takes the chance to answer the question, yeah? Okay? That is what we're going to do. Those are the rules, eh?
Yes.
All right, now we are going back to the questioning, and I hope you guys are ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't seem ready to me. Let me see how ready you are, because we are going to start with science.
Yes.
Science.
Okay.
Science. Okay, the very first question of this afternoon. Which part of the human ear is responsible for balance? Jalen went first.
Semicircular canals.
Yeah, semicircular canal, yes, it right. Okay. That's 5 points for him. So I'll go to the second question, eh? Remember, this one does not respect order. It means if you know the answer, and you give it, okay? All right, second scientific question. Why do we wear dark clothes in the cold weather? The first one was here.
We wear dark clothes in the cold weather, not to absorb heat.
You wear dark clothes not to absorb heat. Okay. He was.
We wear black clothes,
mm-hmm.
so black observes heat, meaning that if we wear black clothes during the cold days, our body will stay warm.
Will stay warm, eh?
Yes.
Okay, that's a more satisfying explanation. So let's go to the third question of science. That's 5 points for you. Please try not to cough next to the microphone. Cover your mouth as hard as possible. Okay? You do that. Eh? Okay, thank you so much. So, Benjamin has 5 points as well. Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Which type of soil drains water the fastest? The first one was behind there.
Sand.
Are you sure? Jalen has more 5 points. That makes it 10. If you don't beat that guy, he's going to win, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to beat him, that guy. Now he has 10 points, everyone else has 5. Actually, there's just one more person with 5 points, that is Benjamin. So you guys need to pull up your socks, otherwise you're going to lose, eh? You're going to lose heavily, eh?
Yeah.
Okay? Now we're going to the next question. What is the function of the diaphragm in the human body? There's only one Benjamin up.
The diaphragm holds the lungs and heart.
Okay. That's good. That's exactly what the diaphragm does. So that's 5 points for you, Benjamin, and now you're tying with Jalen. Okay? Let's keep going. This one, I don't know who's going to pass this one. Name the planet which has the shortest year around the sun. Kelvin has a chance.
Mercury.
Ah, he's so right. So right. Now that's 5 points for you. And it makes Benjamin and Jalen tying at 10. And then Kelvin is down here at 5. What are you guys doing now?
I'm coming.
You're coming, eh?
Yeah.
You're still getting transport, eh? Hey, Kali. Let me see if you have transport.
Get it.
He says you won't get it. Let me see how true that is, because The next question is, how does a prism form a rainbow from white light? Still, Jaylin goes first.
By reflection of light. By refraction.
By what?
Refraction.
Refraction of light, eh? Mm-hmm. Ah. Okay. Okay. That is right. And we have gone to Jaylin at 15. So, guys, eh? Be serious. Be serious. It's as if Jaylin came alone. He's the only one here.
No, we are coming.
Okay, now let's scoot over real quick to social studies, eh?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why are rainforests near the equator called so? Forests near the equator are called rainforests. Why are they called so? Who was the first one?
Kelvin.
It was Kelvin, eh? It sounded like it was Jaylin. Okay, Kelvin, answer it.
Because they receive rainfall throughout the year.
They receive rainfall throughout the year. Okay, okay. That is correct. That is so correct. That's a plus five. Now the next question. What role does a village health team or VHT play in communities? Mm-hmm.
It helps to improve health services through supporting village members.
It helps what?
It helps in promoting health services.
Health services and health practices, eh? Okay, okay, okay. Okay. Now Ethan has five. Okay, now we're going over to the next ones, eh? We're going over to the next questions. And the next one goes, what is the relationship between overpopulation and unemployment? Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
What is the relationship between overpopulation and unemployment? Okay, that's an invalid question. You've taken too long. There's too much quiet in the building. So, more people cause fewer jobs and that leads to unemployment. That's simply the answer. Okay? Now, let's go over to the next question. What is a census and why is it important for a country? The first one.
Helps the government know the number of people in the country so that the government can count their social services.
You started well. Along the way you lost it. Who was first?
Prince.
Prince, you get the chance to...
It helps the government to know the number of people in a country. And get more leaders.
What? Yeah. That's not good. It's not good. But it's invalid now. Too many tries. What census helps? Census helps the government to plan and distribute resources evenly. Okay? You got it now, eh? Yeah. Not just to count the people and know, but to also distribute the resources accordingly, according to how they need to distribute them, eh? Okay. Now, we are going to one more question in social studies, then we go over to the next one, eh? Why are national parks protected areas?
They have
wild animals. Baseless, the real answer? Who has the real answer? The first one?
They are a source of tourism for the country and at the same time a source of income.
Okay, source of income is a good one. But I need the real reason that national parks are protected areas. I need the real reason. Jalen. You're taking too long.
Extinction
is almost there. But now it's invalid. Too many tries. So the government makes national parks projected to conserve wildlife and protect endangered species. I didn't hear any of that in your answers. I was just hearing basic answers, so it's invalid. And now we go over to the next question now, yeah? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to English and grammar. We are going to English and grammar. What is the opposite of the word scarce?
Dense.
Nah. Wrong. Next try.
Surplus.
Nah. Last try before it becomes an invalid question. Who wants to try it? Scarcity refers to lack. So what is the opposite of not having when you have more? Try. Okay, yeah. Invalid question. The answer is abundant. You've never heard of the word abundant? It was right there in your faces and you didn't get it. But anyway, it's alright. That is English for you. Now we are going for the next question. Listen carefully.
Yes.
Rewrite this sentence in reported speech. I will visit you tomorrow, she said.
She said she will visit you tomorrow.
That's correct. But no, tomorrow is not the right word you're supposed to use. You can't refer to tomorrow as reported speech. Who was the first of you guys? It's going to become an invalid question if you don't know who was the first. Now it's invalid. It's an invalid question. I need the truth of who was the first to snap. Not everyone just fighting for the points, okay? Okay, now we're going for the next one. What is the difference between a biography and an autobiography? No answer? So a biography is written by someone else, while an autobiography is written by the person themselves. You okay with that now?
Yes.
So we go on to the next one?
Yes.
Alright. And the next question is going to come from mathematics. You ready?
Yes.
Find the value of the square root of 144. What is the square root of 144? Who was the first?
12
is the correct answer. And Ethan gets more. 5. Okay, we have 3 people who have 10 points and 1 person, Jalen, is still above them with 5 more points. That's 1 more question only, eh? Only 1 more question and you guys square with Jalen. And the next math question is, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Multiply, open brackets, 3x minus 2, close brackets, open more brackets, x plus 4, close brackets. Quick. multiplied. Uh-huh. What do you have? 3x minus 2, close brackets, open bracket, x plus 4. What do you have?
Negative 2.
Negative what? No, so wrong. Uh-huh. Let's go on. Who else has something? And what do you have? If you have something, what do you have? Uh-huh.
5x plus 1.
5x plus 1? No, it's wrong. Okay, too many tries. So, you guys have studied board mass, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so the answer is an equation, and the equation is 3x squared plus 10x minus 8. That is the answer, eh? You're just supposed to calculate the whole thing throughout, multiply the x's and the numbers where they are, and then you get the answer, eh? So that's a winning equation. So now we're going to the next question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
A student scored 18 out of 24. What percentage did they get? 18 out of 24, what percentage was it? Are you guys ready? Uh-huh. What is the answer, Jaylen?
70%.
No, it's not the answer. Uh-huh. Let's go. You had it. What is the answer?
75%.
75 is the correct answer. Now, Ethan ties with Jaylen at 15 points. They tied 15 points. Now the next question is going to either give us a winner ahead of these two. Eh? We shall get one of them being the winner, or we shall have one more person
joining
them, or we shall have another person getting their first 5 points of the game. Okay? Why are you laughing at your friends? Don't laugh at your friends. This one is simple. How many degrees are in a straight angle?
180 degrees.
That was fast. 180 degrees is the correct answer. So like we said, we just have one more person who has added themselves to the list of people who have points. Yeah, instead of having an equalizer or a winner. So you guys are the ones holding. Now Prince, you have this chance, eh? To make the game longer.
Yeah.
All you have to do is eat these remaining questions quickly before these guys do it. Okay? Alright, now we are going to logic again. We are going over to logic.
Yeah.
Listen and listen very, very well. What comes next after 1, 2, 4, 8, 16? Uh-huh. Who was the first? Ethan?
That says the number 32.
32. We've been reading that thing ever since I thought you guys would get it. But is it 32? And then so Ethan doubles the lead. Now this last round is the final round. If no one gets, especially if Jaylen doesn't get it, yeah, if Jaylen doesn't get it and Ethan gets it, if Ethan gets it, we are done. We go for the next round, eh? And he will be the champion of this round. If Jaylen gets it, we keep going. If Prince gets it, we keep going. If Benjamin gets it, we keep going. If Kelvin gets it, we keep going. Now, right now is the time for you guys to stop this guy from taking all your points all the time, eh?
Yeah.
Okay? It's a chance you have, and I'm going to get an easy question for that one. It's going to be a hard one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What is always running but never moves? Uh-huh. Who was the first one?
Me.
It was Ethan first over?
It was Silver.
Silver. Silver, please go ahead.
The earth.
Nah.
The answer is time.
Nah, it's not the right answer. The right answer is close, but it's not time. Invalid question, you guys have failed. The answer is a clock, not time. A clock. Okay?
Yeah.
You good?
Yes.
We keep going?
Yes.
We keep going?
Yeah.
A car travels at 60 kilometers in an hour. How far does it go in 3.5 hours? In 1 hour it has 60 kilometers, and in 3.5 hours, 3.5 hours, how long has it gone? The time is starting to run out.
210 kilometers.
210 kilometers is correct. And Conrad has made the chase longer. He has made the chase longer. So we are still going. We are still going. If all squares are rectangles, are all rectangles squares, and why? If all squares are rectangles, are all rectangles squares, and why?
All rectangles are not squares because all squares are rectangles. All rectangles are not squares because all squares are rectangles.
Okay, that's so good. That's good. So now that's surprisingly 15 points. That's surprisingly 15 points. And now we have the chance to make it longer again. Or Ethan will steal it and we end the game. Or Jaylen will take it again and level Ethan. Or we can still go. Okay?
Please.
So guys, just stay on it. Faith blessing point N came late and she's just peeping at the questions. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Wise.
You what? What? What are you?
Wise.
You are wise. Okay. That's not.
Wallet.
Yeah?
Wallet.
Wallet.
Water.
Water? No, invalid question. It's footsteps.
Oh yeah.
When you step down, they stay there behind where you're coming from, but while you're going ahead.
They are more.
How would you like this quiz? So far, how many invalid questions have we had?
Three.
Like three, yeah?
Yes.
So you failed to answer three questions, all of you. Okay. What begins with T and ends with T and has T in it?
Adam.
It begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it. What is it?
The answer is T.
Nah.
Time?
Nah. It doesn't end with T and has no T in the middle.
Ends. What ends?
Nah, it has no T in the middle.
It's invalid now.
It's invalid already. The answer is a teapot.
The one teapot
starts with T.
It doesn't have
it
a T.
It ends
inside.
With T and it has literal T inside.
You have understood.
It has literal T on the inside, so.
It actually
makes sense. You get it?
I thought
yeah.
It was spelling.
Okay, now the next question. It's also in logic, eh? A farmer has cows and chickens. He counts 14 heads and 40 legs. Okay? How many cows are there? A farmer counts 14 heads and 40 legs, but he has cows and chickens. How many cows are there? He has counted 14 heads. Even the one who is peeping the answer has failed to get it.
He has chicken and cows. Mm-hmm.
But he has counted 14 heads and 40 legs. How many cows does he have?
Five cows.
Who else? Try.
20 cows.
No.
Uh-huh.
25. No. There will be very few legs for 25 cows. Each cow has 4 legs times 25. How many legs would you have in that mix? But it looks invalid. Okay, one last chance.
3 cows.
Uh-huh. And the chickens?
3 cows.
Invalid question. There are 3 cows and 11 chickens. 3 cows, 11 chickens. You got it, eh?
Yeah.
You got it, eh?
20.
Uh-huh. Now let's keep going. It's getting interesting.
Yes.
It's getting very interesting. But how are you guys feeling
four
so far?
4 invalid questions.
I'm under a lot of pressure. No, 5 invalid questions.
Pressure is increasing.
Yeah. It's increasing instead of decreasing.
Pressure is increasing.
Yeah.
I like pressure increasing. Yeah. Okay, convert 0.75 into a fraction in the simplest form. We've gone back to math. 0.75 into a simple fraction.
What?
Here.
3/4.
3/4. Okay. 3/4 is most certainly the right answer. So we go ahead and move over to the next question. Okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
What is the value of 3 out of 5 of 40? Yeah?
24.
Correct. Ethani. Ethan has just closed the whole conversation now because... Anyway, should we give him another chance? Should we give them another chance or you want to be champion now?
One more question.
You want them to try one more question, eh?
Yeah.
Because right now you are 25. You're only one question away from being the champion now, eh? Once you make 30, it will be more than half of the next guy. We shall just go over to the next round of the quiz. Okay. So one last question. And it's going to be from... Where should I take you guys?
Logic.
Can you guys say logic? So logic it is. Logic, I don't want something very easy. Okay. If you arrange the letters R-A-T-E, can you form a word meaning late? And what word is it, Jalen?
You can't form the word late.
You rearrange the letters R-A-T-E. Can you form a word meaning late?
Late. L-A-R-E.
Did you understand the question?
Said form a word meaning.
Rearrange R-A-T-E. This word. Yeah? to form a word that means late.
Tears
is the right answer. Oh my god, Benjamin is making this exciting, and it has just become longer. It has become a little bit longer. So the one question has shifted to two questions now, because these guys have to fail twice for you to be champion, unless you eat both questions. Okay? Uh-huh. Now we're back to English. We are back to English, eh?
Yes.
Give one example of a homophone.
Homophone?
Mm-hmm. A homophone, an example. Who was the first, Jaylin or Benja? Jaylin.
Son.
What?
Yes.
What?
Son.
Homophone. What is a homophone?
It has the same pronunciation but different
homophone.
Meaning.
Homophone. Homophone.
Same pronunciation.
You need to give me two words, not one word.
Yes. Son.
Since we are dealing with difference in spelling, that's an invalid question by now, because now guys have gotten it. Guys, the rules are homophones are differentiated by spellings, right? But same pronunciation. Why didn't you just spell the word S-O-N and S-U-N? You'd have the points by now, but just said one word and kept quiet. I didn't know which one you referred to. Answer is two-way, so that's an invalid question. It has gone off. Write a sentence that uses a metaphor.
Meta?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meta what?
Metaphor. Who? 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 You guys are invalid question again.
What is a metaphor?
Invalid
What's
question.
A metaphor?
A metaphor is something you can, a word you can use to mean the other, like to liken between items or concepts.
Mean.
Yes, exactly. Okay? All right. Now, I think since you guys have let Jaylin make 15 points, now I'm going to put an allowance of two questions. Okay?
Yes.
If he passes the question, it becomes two questions again until he can't pass both questions. Okay? If he passes the questions, we end it. He wins. If he doesn't pass, if he fails the first one, it keeps going. If he fails the second one, it keeps going. You get it?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a limit of two questions now, eh?
That will work.
Okay. What happens when vinegar is mixed with baking soda? Who was the first one? Jaylin.
It was Conrad.
Conrad. Okay.
Chemical reaction happens when vinegar and baking soda is mixed.
That
bubbles
is
are formed.
Uh-huh. Okay, since you've talked about bubbles, I'm going to ask for the contents of the bubbles, but you have brought the bubbles up. I've given you 5 points. Now that's 20. 20 points makes you only one question away from Ethan. Only one question away from Ethan. So once you do it, you level him. And once you level him, there is one tiebreaker. Okay? There is one tiebreaker. Once you level what we have here, there's only one tiebreaker. Now, we go to the next question. Hey, I can't make this one easy. It has to be hard. What is the difference between physical and political maps? Can't hear anyone? Anyone? Uh-huh.
These core maps are made of...
No. Uh-huh. Continue.
Physical maps are made of natural features.
Uh-huh. And then?
Algorithmical maps are made of human futures.
Huh?
No.
Okay, give me. Show what? Political maps show what?
Man-made futures.
Nah, that's so wrong. Political map show what? Man-made features is wrong. Uh-huh.
Physical map show physical features. Well, the political map show the boundaries of countries.
Yeah, that's correct. And now Ethan has won. It has ended.
Again.
That is what it ended to be. Yeah, it has ended. It has ended. You guys had the chance. Again, he has beaten you. But...
Not by far.
We read hard. Eh? Conrad was starting to chase and then the game ended. Eh? We are here with the youngsters. This is another quiz. This is the wrap. And today's quiz is going to be a crossfire quiz, which means that a question goes and this gentleman just answer. Okay?
Yes.
The one who has the first answer is you do this. Can you all snap? Yes, now the first one to snap gets the answer, eh?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We are not going to have time. Okay? So when you hear it, you just answer you. I pick your answer, eh? Okay?
Yes.
Okay, why do we see lightning before we hear thunder? You're taking long.
Right.
Uh-huh.
We see lightning before thunder because light travels faster than sound.
Yeah, but you took too long. This is crossfire. It's supposed to be quick. Okay? Now that is invalid. Now we are going to restart. We are going to restart, but this time round, you guys, eh? You answer quickly. When you say you know it, and you are chosen, don't start saying, You get it, eh?
Yes.
Say the answer. Okay? Now we are doing this again. Please, let's not do that so many times. It's bringing bad feedback. If you have the headphones, have them on and don't pass them around in front of the mic, okay? Alright. We are going on to the next question, eh? But that was an invalid question, it didn't count. So now we are going to these questions that matter. We are restarting the round and it's going to start from your side, eh? Again, but quick reaction, eh? When you know the answer, you say it quickly, eh? What happens if the sun suddenly stopped shining?
Darkness will occur.
What?
It will be, the earth will become dark.
Only darkness.
Shall not be light and shall not be able.
No one is giving me the answer I want. Last chance. Uh-huh. Who was first, you or him?
The earth will move freely and everything on earth will start floating.
That is an invalid question. Now the plants would die because the temperature would drop drastically and all life would be affected. I didn't get that one, so no one got it as well. You guys, before we continue, are you okay?
Yes.
You are okay, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, now give me this answer. What causes rusting and how can it be prevented? Should be easy.
Rust is caused by the mixture of water and warmth, and it can be prevented by painting the metal.
Okay, our first 5 points go to Conrad. In crossfire, if you don't get points, you'll never get them. Because this time, remember, the questions just go out. They don't go to you. Questions are out. You just get the question first, answer it. Okay. Why do metal objects feel colder than wooden ones at room temperature? No one has that answer.
Metal objects change their temperature with the area around them.
What? It's not a good explanation. It's not the explanation I want. Another chance for you.
The metal objects lose heat easily.
Lose heat easily. It's not the explanation I want. No one has. Metals are good conductors of heat. And wood is a bad conductor of heat. That was the answer I wanted. You get transferring heat, not just losing it. And transferring is receiving and losing. You get it?
Yes.
Yes, the kind of answer I wanted. So still, we didn't go now. Let me see who gets this one. Which part of a plant carries water from the roots to the leaves? Yeah.
Stomata.
Nope. Who else? Yeah.
Xylem.
Xylem is the right answer. Conrad, more 5 points. Okay. Our first time champion is starting to make themselves. Crossfire champion. This is starting to work out nicely. Starting to go the way I thought it would go. Okay. Now our next question is going to be totally for logic, but it's in science.
Yes.
You have to be quick.
Okay.
What is the difference between boiling and evaporation? I'm not hearing anyone. It's becoming an invalid question in 5 seconds. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is because boiling occurs at a fixed temperature and evaporation occurs at any temperature. For the water to boil, it has to be at 100 degrees Celsius. But to evaporate, it has to just be constant. As long as it's heated constantly, it doesn't have to be a specific temperature, the water will evaporate out of the whole saucepan. Okay. Now we are going to go to the last scientific question, then I switch you back to the normal questions,
Yes.
But I thought you guys would know that count. Disappointed me with that one. Okay. Why do animals like chameleons change their body color? Yeah, Prince?
To protect themselves against their enemies.
Okay, protection is right.
For
let me give you a chance to also steal one of those points because it has many points, that question.
For hiding from its enemies and in order to attract mates in those cases.
Okay, camouflage also. But you all have 5 points. And he has a chance to, but no, it's an invalid question now. Many people have already answered. No more chances. So Ethan got 5 points from that question as well. Just the same as the number of points Prince got. Bombali Kelvin is not happy. He was the champion for the first quiz, but now he's feeling a little less smarter. Okay, now we are going to social studies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is
deep. Social studies. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to hear yes, then after we reach the questions, I'm not hearing answers. Eh? You say yes when you know that the answers are also going to be coming.
Yes.
You're sure?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
I'm not very sure.
You guys sound very sure.
Very, very sure.
But let us see how sure you are. Let us see how true your sureness is. How does deforestation affect a rainfall pattern in an area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It breaks the ozone layer leading to global warming.
What?
It breaks the ozone layer leading to global warming.
No, that is nowhere related to the rain cycle. That is like an after 50 years situation to exist. It's not the answer I'm looking for. I'm looking for the rain pattern influence. Anyone? Yeah?
Deforestation prevents the process of evaporation from taking place that leads to reduction of rainfall and
energy. Okay, evaporation taking place is kind of good. He has 5 points for that one. So the rain cycle is affected directly every time we cut trees, eh? The rain cycle is affected directly every time we cut trees, so it's not good to cut trees, for it affects the rain cycle. We have more people coming in, but we have a crossfire quiz going on, and they are permitted to come in. Subject right now, subject of interest is social studies, and it should be very easy for all these guys, even the ones that are coming in. The next question, what is a peninsula, and can you name one in Africa?
A what?
A peninsula.
Peninsula.
Do you know what a peninsula is?
I cannot name one.
Do you know what a peninsula is?
A peninsula?
Mm-hmm. A peninsula, let me give you a hint.
Yes.
It is a landform surrounded by water on three sides. On three sides. So on one side of it, it is attached to land. And on the other three sides, front side, there is water. Do you know an example of a peninsula in Africa, anywhere? Still no hint, invalid question. The best example is the Cape Verde Peninsula. So, and since we have Elijah and more people, there is Joy, there is so many other people coming in. Please pick seats. Pick seats as other people settle in. Don't drag them across the floor. Carry it and place it nicely, eh? And don't go too close to our power source. Don't go too close to our power source. Let's organize this. Uh-huh. Sit down. Now, the session we have is called Crossfire, which means that you guys just get to answer. When you hear the question and you know the answer, you do. And you take those 5 points for yourself. Now, how are you going to contribute to the answers if your voice is out? You can't say peninsula in some language, can you?
No.
But you just sounded like your voice is okay. So you're going to handle this so well. But this one is going to copy.
Yes.
He's going to copy.
Here.
He's going to copy. Let him come and sit here, extreme end. I'll be able to hear him.
Yeah,
look. He can't copy that one. Okay. I don't think he has the stability to copy right now. But now to avoid all that hullabaloo, sit right there, sit there, and then for you come and sit here. Stay there. Stay right there. Okay, now we are going to the next part, eh?
Yes.
It is going to be very exciting because you guys know these things that I'm about to ask you. I know you know them.
Yes.
So now, since you are ready, and you sound ready by the way, we are going to go to English language. Mm-hmm. English language, since we have new people, let's go to English. Subject is English, and the questions are going to be very, 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 very simple. I hope you guys are okay with them. Are you okay with English?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is punctuation an important thing in writing? And give an example. Quick, you snap. Why is punctuation an important concept in writing? And give an example.
It enables work to be organized and it helps reading work easy. Like if you're using a question mark, you can say, what is your name? And you put the question mark. It will be easy for a person to identify and to know what the answer can be next.
Okay. That is a good one. So for the record, we have started another round now. Now that we are many,
yes.
Yeah, now Conrad's 10 points are going to count only for the first session. Now for this session you have started, no one has points, it has just started with you.
Yes.
Okay. Now those 5 points are registered. We are going to another question. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
You are ready, you're sure? What is the function of a topic sentence in a paragraph?
The function of a topic sentence in a paragraph.
Yes.
It enables one to identify what the topic's about.
It enables one to identify what the topic's about. Okay. Though I don't think it's the right one, but we tried. Okay, you answered it right. First, say your answer again.
It enables one to identify what the topic is all about.
Okay, it's almost identical to introducing the main topic of the paragraph. It enables one to identify, right? It's the same thing, eh? Okay, so you agree that he has 10 points now. Now all of a sudden, Conrad, you have a champion who is just like you, so you have to be patient. Make sure you eat the next questions up so that you go back to the top where you are. Okay, now we're going to the very next one. Quick reaction. Why do writers use imagery in poetry? Who was the first?
They use images in poetry to express what is being talked about in a poem.
Okay. To express. I didn't get the full answer the way I wanted it.
They use images in poetry to easily show what the poem is all about.
Conrad, you have a chance now to make a 5 points.
They use images in poetry to help the illiterate know what the poem is about.
If you're illiterate, how are you reading the book in the first place?
It helps a writer to express the emotions.
Yeah, emotion is the thing I was looking for. So for the readers to create mental pictures and emotion effect, they draw the pictures for the people to read along while they see the pictures and create a mental perception. you get a picture of what was going on, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the right answer. Okay, so my guys are busy, eh? My guys are busy. But now let's leave English. Let us leave English, because I'm seeing Conrad's eyes are this side. He wants to get some points. He thinks he's going to get them by cheating. But is he wrong? Oh my goodness, he's very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. Thank you guys so much for listening to MPC on Church MPC Radio. We are still here with the rap quiz. The rap quiz is just getting underway right now. These guys are here and I want to see how much they have been practicing their math. I would like to assess how much they've been practicing their math, because I have some math problems on my hand that I think these guys are smart enough to handle. Okay, the first question, math question goes, this is quick reaction, okay? Quick reaction, you guys are ready?
Yes.
You guys are ready?
Yes.
You are ready? I'm repeating one last time.
Ready.
I'm seeing some people standing up, not settled. Settle down. Math problems, eh?
Go.
A number is divisible by both 2 and 3. What other number must it be divisible by?
6.
Ah, thank you. That's a good one. So now you're equal, 5-5, eh?
Yeah.
10-10, actually. You got 2-2 each, eh? Okay, we're going for the next one. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
What is the sum of the first 5 odd numbers? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Invalid question. You guys have taken too long. So the answer is 25. The first 5 odd numbers are 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. So the answer is 25. Should we go to the next one?
Yes.
This one, I'm going to give you some time. If 3x is equal to 18, what is the value of x? Should be easy.
6.
What? This guy is going to take you guys away. Now he has 15 points, the next one has 10 points, and the rest have, should I say, 0.
zero.
We used to call them eyes.
Zero.
The eyes. But it's also a mark, okay? Don't be mad about it. The next question, round 4.678 to the 2 decimal places. Quickly. Round 4.678 to 2 decimal places. Answer, please. 4.678 to 2 decimal places, please.
That is right.
That is correct. I almost dismissed your answer. Okay, what is the difference between 0 and 1? It was the first one. You.
One is a counting number.
All are counting numbers.
Zero is a number without.
Zero.
Zero.
The last one first.
Zero
zero is an even number,
while 1 is an odd number. Okay, that's correct. 1 is odd, 1 is even. Don't peep the score, see what is wrong with you.
I'll see if they have one.
He wants to see if he has one. No one has equaled yet. Okay, we're going for the next one. What is the area of a triangle with base 10 centimeters and height 5 centimeters? Quick. What is the area if the base is 10 centimeters and the height is 5 centimeters and it is a triangle? The first one? Yes, please. The area.
25 centimeters.
What? 25,
Yes.
Okay. 5 points for you. 5 points for you, Conrad. Your first 5 points. Now you have... Yeah, it was the first in this round. In the first round, you had many of them, but this round was the first. Okay, we're going for the next math question. A train leaves at 10:30 a.m. and arrives at 2:45 p.m. How long is the journey? Quick. A train leaves at M and arrives at 2:45 p.m. How long is the journey? Yes, Ethan?
It's 4 hours, 15 minutes.
4 hours, 15 minutes. Okay. Spot on. Ethan is winning. Ethan has times 4 everything you have, all of you. So you better work out on the next question, And the next question is, if a book costs 8,500 and you buy 4 books, how much do you pay? 8,500. And you buy 4 books, how much do you pay? Yeah?
4,000.
For what?
4,000.
For what? That's a very wrong answer. Your answer is lower than the original price of the first book, just one book.
34,000.
Yes, he got it right, 34,000. So he gets the third 5. Now he's on 15 points, Ethan is on 20 points, and the rest are on 5 points. Now you guys better pray that this next question is something you guys know about, Okay? I'm not hearing your snaps. You should take this one. Convert 3/4 into a percentage. Quickly. Yeah?
It's 75%.
Oh Lord, he took it. That's 25. You guys are being slow. He's going to eat all the points. You see the advantage of crossfire? You can just take all the questions if you can. Because while your friends are thinking about it for you, you just go straight for the right answer and you'll have the answer taken and the points will be yours. Okay?
Yeah.
So guys, you need to be fast. You need to be fast. Okay. What is the missing number in this pattern? Oh my God, if you guys fail this, I'll be so disappointed in you. We've done this so many times. So many times. Are you listening?
Yes.
2, 4, 8, -32. Yes, please.
6.
Nah.
16.
You got it. Ryan has 5 more points. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going for the next round of questions. It's not going to be still math. But I hope these guys are ready. You guys, you are first, but Ethan is taking your marks, all of them. You better fight. You fight. Trust me. Because if you don't, you're going to come out of this place as losers. Do you like to lose?
No.
But when you lose, you learn,
Yes.
Yeah.
When you lose, you learn. And you know that whatever you failed at... Now, you see, Ran was always hearing that question of the sequence. Now, he knew what number was not there. Because in the first questions we had, we used to leave out the last number. Now, the last number was there, and this other one was not there. Now we are going for logical questions. I don't know if you guys know logic. Do you know logic?
Yes. Kind of.
Because you've now met logic in high school, eh? You must address logic. Okay? It's exactly 1 p.m. That means we are going to first do this. Chap chap. And then once we are done with it, we go for lunch, okay? Are you guys ready?
Yes.
You guys are ready?
Yes.
I hope you are. Because the first logical question is, you have one match. One matchstick, a candle, and a lamp. Which one do you light first? Who was the first one? I need you guys to tell me the truth, otherwise I will jump to the next question and wait for the first one. Let me ask another, and you guys are not going to be clear.
Yeah.
I'll bring that question back later. A man builds a house with four sides facing south. A bear walks by. What color is the bear? It's a good one. I had something.
Brown.
Nah.
White.
That's an invalid question. The moment it wasn't brown, it was supposed to be white.
Exactly.
Invalid. Invalid. So you guys have failed still, eh? So now we're going for the last round. If you guys... If Ethan gets anything right in this round, eh? Show is over. We'll come back after lunch, eh? If he gets a single question right now, because he already has 25 points. If he makes 30, show is over. Okay? He has 25. The next one down there has 15. You understand? So if he makes it twice the one next to him, show is over. Okay? We have agreed, eh?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this question is very, very simple, but I don't know how you guys are going to take it. What is always in front of you but you can't see it?
I was the first.
Who was the first?
My shadow.
Nah.
Future.
Yeah, the future is correct. So now, as long as you guys are winning and Ethan is not, the round will go on. Once yes. Ethan wins like this, show is over. Do you get it? Next question. What comes next in this pattern? 1, 3, 6, 10, 15, dash. Angazi, Angazi all over the building. Angazi, 5 seconds until it's an invalid question. Ethan has a chance.
I think the answer is 21.
The answer is 21 and he has closed the he has closed the conversation. Today's champion is Ethan Miego Klein. He has beaten all of you guys to the test. I mean, this is, you should clap for him nicely. Don't clap so loud. Clap
the
like
next day.
Clap like civilized people, eh? He managed to scoop all 30 points from you guys, and the next one is barely half of it. So he's the grand winner for today's quiz. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. This was the rap assessment quiz, and we just got done with these youngsters. But they will be back in the afternoon to continue with more of this, because it's fun. It's becoming so much fun. And to the guys who have attended the very first one today, thank you so much for coming by. And Conrad had the chance to win today's quiz. Now, yeah. He just wasn't lucky. Intruders interfered with your victory. Yeah, they will learn better not to intrude when the show has already begun. All right, guys. So we're going for lunchtime. And then after lunch, we shall be right back with some more. So please, guys, don't go anywhere. Stay on MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. We are here with these people. And for now, let's close with a nice closing prayer from the champion. Let him close with us with a prayer, and then when you come back after lunch, you shall get another hectic 5 rounds of question and answer.
Okay. Humble yourselves before God. Oh, good heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for enabling us to be here. I pray you shall continue protecting us and whoever is listening in just name of God.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Ethan, for that nice prayer. And I hope these guys come back stronger for the next session, eh? Because the afternoon session is going to be hotter than this. It's going to be hotter than this. The questions are going to be more tricky than these ones, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for participating in the quiz. And may it make you better. I know you guys have learned something today. Whatever you failed, you've learned. And you'll never fail it again, eh? All right, guys. Nice time for now. Bye-bye to everyone out there listening. We shall be back in the afternoon. Please don't leave NPC on the church on NPC Radio. We shall be back. We love you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.